Hey guys, it's 7 p.m. It's Wednesday night. It's time to hang out again. Tonight we're going to be talking about, the title of the message is Have You Lost It? And we're going to be looking at the parable of the lost coin in Luke chapter 15 and how this lady responded to that lost coin and how maybe we can respond to some things we have lost in the last little bit of the last season we've experienced here. So before we get started, let's pray real quick and then we'll jump into it. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all that you've given us. I thank you for the blessings that you've given us, God, those ones that we forget about and the ones that, God, just we take for granted. I pray that you just help us to remember those and just to know that you have your hand on us, God, and we thank you for that as well. I pray that you would just be with me tonight, God. Help me to be able to speak your word. Help me to be able to be encouraging, God, and just not mess it up with anything that's of me. And I just thank you for the opportunity that you've given me, and I pray that you'd be with the people of our church, God, our church family, that you would just bless us and continue to guide us, God. And if there are those that are hurting tonight or need a healing, God, I pray that you would be one to minister to that. And I just thank you for all of the things that you did for us. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right. So, title is Have You Lost It? And we're going to start with a funny story. I think it's funny. My son, Siler, he's 4 years old, and he kind of has this affinity for, like, really small toys. The smaller it is, like, the more he loves it. You know, the bigger the choking hazard, the greater the thrill it is for him to have. And lately, his obsession with small things has turned into coins, specifically quarters. And a couple weeks ago, Brianna told me about kind of an experience they had with nap time. And so Siler has, he will carry around quarters like crazy. And he found one that was the 2020 quarter. It has a bat on the back of it, I guess. And he's all excited about it. He loves it. It's his bat quarter. Well, we get ready for bed that day. And Brianna said, she said, okay, Si, it's time to go lay down. And he says, oh, I don't have my quarter. I don't have my quarter. I don't know where it's at. Well, you know, Brianna takes advantage of this full well as a bargaining chip and says, well, if you take a nap, we'll find a quarter when you get up. And he says, no, not just any quarter. It's my back quarter. I got to find my back quarter. Okay, well, we got to take a nap first. So she says they go on, finally get him upstairs, get him in his room, and he's laying down. And a little bit later, she gets downstairs and she hears him. She says, he says, I found my back quarter, but I can't get to it. It's under my bed. She says, okay, well, lay down and I'll get it when you wake up. Shortly after that, she doesn't hear anything for a while and thinks, like, okay, finally, he's napping. Well, 5 or 10 minutes later, she said he got up and he was knocking on his door and laughing and hollering and said, Mom, I found it. I got it. Okay, I got it. And needless to say, there was no nap that day. But what he had done is he had figured out a way, because he wanted that quarter so bad, he had figured out a way to move his full-size bed, like not a twin, not a queen, like full size. He had figured out a way to move that bed enough to where he could climb underneath it and get that quarterback. And just, like I said, needless to say, there was no nap that day. So I think it was either that night or the night after, in my daily reading in my Bible, I read this parable here in Luke chapter 15 and laughed out loud. And Brianna asked me what I was laughing about, and I said, well, it's the parable of the lost coin. It sounds like Siler. Siler made it in the Bible. It sounds like that. So that's what we're going to jump into tonight. Let's read this scripture. And we'll talk about three things that this lady did in this parable to help her find what was lost. So Luke chapter 15, verse 8 says, or what woman who has 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her women, friends, and neighbors, saying together, rejoice with me because I have found the silver coin I lost. I tell you, in the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who repents. Now, this chapter in Luke chapter 15 is parable of a lot of lost things. You know, there's the sheep, the coin, and a couple other ones there. And it's kind of talking about, the context of this is talking about how God searches us out and helps to find us when we're lost and that beginning that relationship with him. But I noticed some things here that this lady did in the parable that reminded me of how we can get some things back that we've lost as well. So as we begin to talk about this, I want you to think, kind of do some inventory there. Think about something maybe that you've lost lately. I'm not talking about your keys or your phone or the remote to the TV or something like that, but think about something a little deeper than that that you feel like you just don't have that you used to have. And hopefully we can find a way to work back to that. So when we begin to look at the scripture, the first thing we see is that this woman noticed she was missing something. And I think a lot of times in our life, we find ourselves in these situations, or we find ourselves in these seasons in our life where things just aren't right and things aren't going well, but we don't do a good job of taking inventory. We don't do a good job of figuring out why or what the issue is. We just know there's a problem. And I know myself, I just get stuck in that and just kind of, it is what it is. It's just, it'll pass, whatever. And we don't realize that we've lost something. So this lady, the first thing she did was she noticed that she lost something. The Bible says she had 10 silver coins, and she noticed that she had lost one. So that tells us that she began to take an inventory. She began to look at the things that she had and then realize, oh, I don't have one. Oh, I don't have this. And I think for us to begin to find what we've lost and to be able to lay hold and recapture those things that we've missed, or, you know, we feel like we just can't find anymore, we have to begin to take inventory. So in my life, that usually goes, it usually happens after a while of I've complained about this, I've fussed about it, I'm just miserable in this moment, and finally I'll sit down and say, man, why do I feel this way? And I think what we need to do is, as we take inventory, we'll say, well, I have worry, I have anxiety, I have this kind of depressive state that I'm in, or I have spite, I'm just angry all the time, all these things. And we begin to look at that inventory, we begin to see that those are paradoxical to the fruits of the Spirit. And to lead kind of into the next point, when we begin to see that we have those things, but we don't have the good things, we don't have those fruits of the Spirit, that allows us to be able to move forward into that. And then one of the next things that we see that this lady did is she began to sweep and clean her house. So I don't know about you, but a lot of times in my life, like physically, if something doesn't go back in the space that it came from, things can get a little bit crowded in our homes and in our lives. And if things, we don't put them right back where they came from, something else is going to occupy that space. So maybe it's in your garage, guys, you got some spots for your tools, and if you don't put your tools exactly where they go, something else is going to go in that spot because there's not a lot of room there. Or maybe it's a closet where if you don't put a shirt back or shoes or pants or whatever, something else begins to occupy that space. Well, it's the same thing in our spiritual lives too. When we realize that we don't have peace, or we don't have hope, or we don't have love, or we don't have joy, something else begins to occupy that space. And that stuff is usually the junk. That's what we were talking about a minute ago. The worry, the anxiety, the depression, anger, spite, just all of the bad things begin to occupy those places. And when we look at how this lady addressed her issue, she began to get those things out of the way. So a lot of times we have to take inventory and realize that we've lost something. But the next thing we have to do is to begin to clean up the junk that gets in the way of the good things that God wants to give us. And that's kind of hard to do. It's kind of hard when we're in that moment and we're in that season to say, man, I don't have any joy right now. Or I just feel like I don't have hope. I don't know that I'm ever going to have peace again. Everything just feels like turmoil. It's really hard to begin to remove those things out of our life. And I know for myself, I have to go back a lot of times to what I do have. So if I realize that I'm missing something, I have to remember that I have the love of God. I have to remember that I am saved. I have to remember that maybe if things don't feel like they're very peaceful right now, I can still find joy, or I can still find hope. And I have to go back and remember what I do have, and then I can say, okay, I'm not in quite as bad a shape as I thought I did. Like the lady here, she had 9 coins. She was missing one. And when we begin to recount the things that God has done for us and the things that God wants to give us and we do hold from Him, we can realize that we're not in as bad a shape maybe as we think we are. And that allows us to begin to address the issue by getting stuff out of the way. For me, I can speak personally about how I deal with this. I just pray that God helps me. If it's a time of turmoil and I'm looking for peace, I pray that God tends to show me what it would look like if it was peaceful. And then I know that when I ask for things and they're from the desires of my heart, God honors those. And I know that when I begin to pray about an issue, God cares about me and He wants me to have those things. And when I begin to seek Him, I begin to see that He wants me to get the peace back, or He wants me to find hope in a hopeless situation, or He wants to be the love when I don't feel like I have enough love. And it takes some refocusing and it takes some getting that stuff out of the way long enough to remember how big God is and how small our issues can be. So that leads us to the next part. When we begin to pursue that and we begin to see and remember how big God is, I'm reminded of the last thing that this lady did to me that stuck out was she didn't stop looking for the coin. It was something that meant so much to her that she didn't stop looking to the coin for the coin until she found it. Just like Siler, he wasn't going to be denied about that back quarter. He was going to get that back quarter. And I still don't know how the little guy moved his bed out of the way. I'm impressed with it that he was that strong. But God, I'm reminded that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And diligence is a word that I feel like is comprised of a couple different words. And that would be, one is we have to be consistent when we're diligent. And consistency requires us to do the same things over and over. And in the end, we begin to see the rewards from that. If you go and you exercise for day after day after day, you can see that your body's going to get in better shape. If you diet and you eat well day after day after day, you can see that your body will respond by losing weight. If we pursue God and we ask God to restore the things that we've lost and we commit ourselves to that and we consistently pursue that goal, He's going to be a rewarder of us for diligently seeking Him. And I think part of diligence is consistency, but another one is perseverance and persistence in that. And you're like, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. But perseverance and persistence lean on the ideal that when we try to get to that goal, there's going to be obstacles in our way. There's going to be things that come against us. Satan's going to try. When we start praying for peace, Satan's going to make the world seem like it's going to fly apart. When we start praying for hope, it's going to look dark and bleak. When we start praying for joy, we're going to feel depressed and we may feel a weight. But we have to push through those things. We have to persevere through those things and understand that the obstacles that are before us are just going to make us stronger. And they're just going to get us closer to God. So tonight, right now, I pray that you just take that spiritual inventory. Look at your heart. Ask God to show you, or maybe it's glaring, it's wide open, the issue that you're dealing with right now. You know very well that you don't have peace. You don't have the hope. You don't have the joy. You don't have the love that you used to have. And I pray that you begin to follow these steps here to help, to allow God to help you get those things back. Number one, we got to realize that we've lost something. We have to be able to take that spiritual inventory and say, man, this is going on. This is bad. This is rough. And then be able to, that allows us to see, okay, God wants, or okay, God, I need you to do this for me. I need you to help me in this area. I don't have this, and I used to have it. And God wants to do that for us tonight. And then I pray that you begin to get the clutter out of the way. You ask God to help you clean house. Clean out the nooks and crannies there in your spirit and just ask God to get that junk out of the way so that when He begins to restore what was lost, we've got room to hold it. We've got room for our heart to be full of love, or our heart to be full of hope or peace or joy and all those things. We've got to have room for that. And the last thing too, man, persevere. Keep pushing. Keep grinding to get to that. keep pushing and persistently seek God. And that allows us to see the reward and to find what we're missing in our lives. Tonight, short and sweet. Short and sweet. I pray that God helps you find the things that you lost in this season. I know for me, this can be a recurring thing. I feel like I'm always looking for something. I feel like that's kind of what parenthood is like. A whole bunch of holding things and a whole bunch of looking for stuff that's lost. But spiritually, it's difficult for me too, because I feel like it's kind of cyclic, where if I find one thing, I'm lacking in another, and then I have to go look for that. Or if I find that thing, then I've got to find another thing. And it begins to be this kind of revolving door of it. But I know that when I ask God for help in that, and I know that when I seek that out and I get the stuff out of the way and remind myself of the things that are good, I begin to see through the consistency and through that persistence that God rewards that. And I know He'll do the same thing for you. So tonight, as we get ready to close, you can pray with me, and we'll be out of here quick tonight. God, I thank you for this day, and I do thank you that you help us find things that are lost. God, you are a giver of good things, and God, I know that you want us to know that peace. I know that you want us to know the hope and know the love and the joy, God, and God, just to be able to have those good things. And I know that Satan is also here to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to take those things from us. And if we don't take inventory, I know, God, that we can just sit and be stuck and wonder why in the world things are the way they are. And then when we leave that too long, God, we just sit there and we understand, or we feel like it's just going to be this way forever. But God, I pray tonight that you help us to follow these steps like you showed us in this parable, to help find those things that are lost, God, that you help us begin to restore, God, what's been taken for us, or what we've left, or God, just what we don't have enough of right now. And God, for that ultimate goal to be more impactful, and to, God, be the catalyst for the change around us, for the glory of you. God, we just want to reach souls for you. We just want to help change lives of those around us for you and advance the kingdom of God. And I know, God, that when you begin to help us find those things that we've lost, we can help people who are lost. And God, to help them do the same thing. Before they can be saved, they've got to know they're lost. And then they've got to get the stuff out of the way. And you help us do that through believing in you, God. And then it's that persistence in that walk. But God, help us to remember what that was like for our salvation. And then help us to use it, God, in our lives so that we can be impactful to those around us. I thank you, God, for this opportunity to speak. I thank you, God, for your people. Pray that you would just continue to use this church to be a light and to be a beacon to this community. It's in your name I pray. Amen. All right, so tonight we're finished up here. We'll be hanging out again next Wednesday night as well. I'll be speaking, preaching Sunday morning, so come hang out with us. Then show up. We'll have room. We've got overflow room. We've got all kinds of stuff. I'm excited about that. The title for Sunday is going to be, Can I Get Some of That? So be ready for that. You guys have a good week.